With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the third chapter of Hilchos Shkalim. The Rambam, towards the end of the Perek, is speaking about what are we to do if you discover monies in the area in the Beis HaMikdash, near the kupois, the shoiferois, which is how it was called, the boxes in which various funds were gathered. Really, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were 13 of such that were called shoiferois. We would call them pushkas, right? Like a tzedakah pushka. They were actually shaped like a shoifer, meaning that even though that they were wide in the bottom, but they were very narrow in their top, allowing people to put a coin in, but making it very difficult to take, God forbid, for someone to be able to steal by putting his hand in there and removing a coin. Now, every of these pushkas were designated for something specific. And the question is, what happens if one finds money on the ground near the shoifres? So the Rambam writes the rule in Halacha Yudalit, that if the money is found closer to the pushka in which you house the shkalim, so then that money, yiplu l'shkalim. If the money that you found was closer to the box that was designated for nedava meaning that whenever the temple was idle, because there was no communal nor individual carbon being brought at that moment, not to allow the Mishkan to sit idle, so to say. So you had this box. In it, money that was placed was used to buy what we call Kates HaMizbeach, dessert for the altar. They would buy a carbon oila and they would bring it on behalf of everyone. Now, obviously, this is not at all connected to the usage of the shkalim that were primarily used for karbanos tzibur, like the morning talmid, like the afternoon talmid, and for many other purposes as well. But in other words, coming back to this halacha, if money is found in between two of these tzedakah pushkas, if it's closer to one, then put it back, put it in the box of the one that it's closest to. However, mechtze, but if it's mamish in between, neither closer to one nor to the other, says the paskins the Rambam, yiplul nedava. You should put that money in the box that was made for these nedava, carbon oila, as we just explained, sacrifices. Why is that, says the Rambam? Because since the nedava box used for an oila has the highest level of kedusha, all of the animal is burnt. The shkalim are not only used for an oila, they're also used for the communal oila in the morning and the afternoon, but they're also used for many other purposes. So since there is the concept that when you have a doubt, you have to be machmir, you have to follow that which is more stringent, so it's considered a higher level of kedusha, more stringent, and thus place it in the box of the nedava. Now, to better appreciate this psak din of the Rambam, I would love to share a moira dika ha'ara that we find in Lekutei Sichos Chelek Tezayin, page 384, Ha'ara 52, really that is focusing on a halacha that we learned in the first Perek of Hilchos Shkalim. But there the Rambam, the Rebbe, is quoting the Ragachover, who is explaining the halacha that we also mentioned in our series about the giving of the half a shekel has to be done at one time. You can't divide that into parts, into fractions, and give a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow. And the Rebbe in this ha'ara points out mamish moide de kamachloikas between Rashi and the Rambam as to how are we to understand the atonement, the kapara, that is affected through the giving of the half a shekel. Either option number one is that since these shkalim are used for karbanos tzibur come for a communal atonement. So therefore, the giving of the half a shekel that's going towards karbanos tzibur will also be, it's part of, and therefore it brings about a kapara. Or option number two says that Rebbe, that independent how the money of the shkalim are used, the actual giving of the half a shekel, that in itself achieves a kapara. Gevaldik. And the Rebbe proves that this is really a machlokes Rashi and Rambam, that Rashi understands the atonement part of the machzitz ha-shekel connected directly to the fact that it's being used for these communal karbanos. However, the Rambam, who also sees that as one of the dinim in machzitz ha-shekel, but the Rambam, so to say, has two dinim in machzitz ha-shekel, and the Rambam also sees the actual act of the giving of the machzitz ha-shekel in itself as a means to bring about this kapara. And perhaps using this understanding, Bishitas Rambam will give us a better appreciation to the halacha that we just quoted right now. You see, if the entire atonement of the Machzis HaShekel is only because the Shkolim are used for the morning and afternoon Tamid and the various other Karbonos Tzibur that the community is Mechoyev to bring, then when you find this coin, and the Halacha Paskins, if it's exactly in between, 50-50 here, you know, no, it's neither closer to one over the other, then you give it to the Pushka of Nedava. Well, if the atonement of the Shkolim is only connected to the coins being used for that which the Shkolim are used for, then one can argue, okay, I get Halacha Paskins, this is what you need to do. But maybe will it come out that the actual Kapara won't happen? Because it's being used for a nidava of an oila and not for a chiyuv of a carbon sibur. It's a lot easier to appreciate this halacha based on the Rambam Lishitosoi. No, that nothing will be lacking in the kapara, because the kapara comes from the fact that you gave the coin. So even if the coin at the end will end up in the wrong box, because so paskins halacha, mechza al mechza, you're machmir, but it doesn't bechlal diminish or affect the kapara aspect, which already happened while the person gave the half a shekel.